Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load, and I am now speaking with, he is a writer of some repute coming straight out of Yuma, Arizona, and you can find his stuff at amaland.com. Joining me again is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Glad to be here.
Yes, sir. So, recently, we got a new speaker. And I'd seen some of his stuff or something, but, you know, I don't know that much about him, and you were looking at him with sort of a jaundiced eye. What have you found out about him?
Well, I was looking at him with a jaundiced eye because we've had so many disappointments in the past. I would say that you and I, and most of the people in what I call the American gun culture, have been part of, and a major part of, a resistance to the ongoing dismantling of the U.S. Constitution, its guarantees, and American culture in general. And we have had, there have been attempts to spark what I would say would be a peaceful revolution against the dismantling of the Constitution. And we can mention perhaps Ronald Reagan, who accomplished some great things, but his start of a revolution was betrayed by later Republicans. Or we can look at Newt Gingrich, who accomplished some very good things, but again, later Republicans and what we now would call the deep state,
yeah,
and the media did tremendous damage to what Newt Gingrich was trying to accomplish. So he did accomplish a lot. And he was eventually forced out of Congress on things that most congressmen would not be forced out over. And so we had hoped when we got Donald Trump that we would get a revolution. And I think we have. It's just that the other side is fighting back ferociously and with all the power at their disposal. And part of that power was control over the speakership of the House, whether it be Republican or Democratic Party. Pelosi was clearly our enemy, but I'd argue that Paul Ryan did enormous damage as well, because he told us some things we wanted to hear, but in practice he constantly worked against the very things he claimed to be doing. And I would say the same holds with the recent former Speaker McCarthy. So, that's plenty of reason to look at speakers of the House with a jaundiced eye. But I've been looking at the current Speaker, Mike Johnson, and I cautiously am optimistic that he is of a different stripe. I would say the revolutionary Trumpians have been thwarted in several regards by the old guard of the Republican Party, which ruled pretty much more or less as a unit party with the Democrats to line the pockets of those aligned with the deep state and to move the American Republic closer and closer to a functioning oligopoly of the ruling class, which we are learning is far from elite. But Mike Johnson, it turns out, has a reputation as a devout Christian and as a constitutional lawyer who actually read, studied, and understands the Constitution and how it's supposed to work. And he, it is said, got elected Speaker in large part because he had a quality all too rare in today's politics. He is said to have integrity, which means he will do what he says, and he will follow through on agreements that he makes. Now, we've long ignored integrity in the political arena in terms of campaigns. It's routinely understood that politicians tend to lie, obfuscate, misstate their intentions or purposes during campaigns. But it's one thing to fool the voters. It's another thing to act without integrity among your colleagues in the House. And what we see with Speaker McCarthy is that he had a reputation of being very slick. And you couldn't count on him to follow through with his agreements. And he'd promise many people many things that often were in conflict. So one of the big reasons that current Speaker Mike Johnson was unanimously elected it is because in these multiple votes for Speaker, people saw that McCarthy was not to be trusted. And Mike Johnson has a reputation for integrity. I mean, it's an amazing thing. Integrity being an important thing in 2023 politics. Who would have thought it?
Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah, who'd have thunk it? But it turns out it is important. And what we find is that now we have a Speaker who's reputed to have integrity, and by all accounts, that appears to be accurate, who understands the Constitution, and who has a strong Christian faith. And we see the first, what I consider the first major challenge to that integrity in this mass murder that happened in Maine and the media response to it, and the usual call for the gun policies that they prefer that have very little to do with actual mass murder, and his response. And his response was, I would say, stellar, because he got right to the heart of the problem and said, it's not guns. So I'll give the exact quote. The end of the day, the problem is the human heart, Johnson replied. It's not guns. It's not the weapons. At the end of the day, we have to protect the right of the citizens to protect themselves. And that's the Second Amendment. And that's why our party stands so strongly for that. And then he said, this is not the time to be talking about legislation. We're in the middle of that crisis right now. So, first, he strikes at the very heart of the other side's argument, which is, it's the guns that cause the problem. And our argument is, no, you're wrong. It's not the guns that cause the problem. It's human nature. And we have structured ourselves so as to constrain human nature because people in government are still humans, and they have to be restricted from damaging us just as much as anyone else in the population. And one of those restrictions is the Second Amendment.
Let me get you to hold on right there. Yeah, I caught you right there in mid-sentence, so we're going to get back to this in a minute. Talking about the new Speaker of the House, no less than Dean Weingarten is looking at him now, and here's his opinion on him so far. He's definitely a work in progress. You can find this article at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one. And he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Dean Weingarten, talking about the new Speaker of the House. And I had to slow you down, so go ahead, please.
All right. So we're talking about the new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, which is in a very, very powerful position. You could argue that it's only slightly less powerful than the President of the United States, because once a Speaker of the House becomes entrenched. That is, it takes a little while for a new speaker to appoint people to committees to get the establishment of the Republican Party, in this case because he's a Republican, thoroughly under his control within the House by having people with his ideals and his and loyalty to him in charge of key positions. So I don't think Mike Johnson is quite there yet, but I think he's well on the way towards accomplishing that. And it appears he may be smart enough and talented enough to do it. And we were talking about how we had this mass murder in Maine, and just after a mass murder is committed with a firearm, that's when politicians are most vulnerable to being manipulated by pressure from the old dominant media. And at this point, the old dominant media and the Democratic administration are all parts of the same unit. They all subscribe to the same leftist ideology. And they immediately push the false narrative that the cause of mass murder in the United States is the Second Amendment and firearms ownership in the United States. But House Speaker Johnson did not accept the false assumptions. He gently corrected them. He said, at the end of the day, the problem is the human heart. It's not the guns. It's not the weapons. Now, the Biden administration immediately struck back with a false representation of what Speaker Johnson said. And this is a quote from Politico. In a statement, White House spokesman Andrew Bates said the administration absolutely rejected the offensive accusation that gun crime is uniquely high in the United States because of Americans' hearts. And the problem with that is that's not what Speaker Johnson said. There's at least three lies in that sentence. Lie number one, Speaker Johnson did not talk about gun crime. In fact, he said it was not about weapons. Lie number two, gun crime is uniquely high in the United States. No, it isn't. There's many countries in the world have far higher rates of crime committed with firearms than the United States. Brazil stands out as an example, as a homicide rate with guns over four times as high as the United States. But Brazil only has about 1/16th as many firearms per capita per person as the United States. Lie number three, Speaker Johnson did not single out Americans' hearts. He spoke of the human heart. And this is a basic philosophical difference between the left and conservatives. Conservatives believe there is a basic human nature. Leftists, generally since Marx, do not. They think humans can be molded into any shape or nature they want if they are just given enough power. So when you see the Biden administration as silly and, you know, idiotic as it sometimes appears to be, directly falsifying statements by the new Speaker of the House, you know he's pretty much over the target. You know, the old thought about flask and target and all that. So, we didn't have that with previous speakers. When Speaker Paul Ryan was confronted by the mass murder in Las Vegas on October 1, 2017, he made some comments on October 7th, so less than a week later. And he said, in the wake of the Las Vegas mass shooting, U.S. House Speaker, well, I'm quoting the whole thing, says he's open to a vote on in Congress on what's known as a bump stock. And he said, I didn't even know what they were until this week, and I'm an avid sportsman. He added, fully automatic weapons have been banned for a long time. apparently this allows you to take a semi-automatic, turn it into a fully automatic. So clearly that's something we need to look into. Never mentions the Second Amendment, did he? Never mentioned, you know, the right to keep and bear arms. You know, immediately started talking about hunting and sportsmen. Yeah, this is a weak response. And not only that, 2 days after mass murder in Las Vegas, he delayed the Hearing Protection Act, which looked as though it had had an excellent chance of passage. He had actually delayed it previously when the congressional Republicans were killed on that practice base, or not killed, were attacked on that practice baseball field, and Representative Scalise was almost killed. You know, he spent a lot of time in the hospital. So, I have a hope. Now, we don't want to live on hopium, but there seems to be reason for this hope that if something similar happens, that Speaker Johnson would not act the same way. In my opinion, Paul Ryan wanted to delay the Hearing Protection Act because he didn't want to pass it. And attack on the congressional Republicans, and then later the mass murder in Las Vegas, were merely excuses for him to delay and eventually kill the Hearing Protection Act. And we saw that as during the Trump administration, because Paul Ryan, behind the scenes, now this is my opinion, there's evidence, but I'm not going to put it all here, that Paul Ryan, behind the scenes, did everything he could to stop the Trump administration from being successful and reforming the country and moving it back toward a constitutional republic. So, looking at what the new House Speaker has done, at his reputation, some of his history, and while this is not absolute, he is hated by a lot of the right people.
Let me get your hold right there. We're coming up on the next break. We can finish this up when we get back and finish your thought on that, because the new speaker is going to be, I hope he's the speaker going forward for quite some time. We'll have to see what the next election holds. This article is, what is it called? It is called Speaker Johnson Passes First Difficult Test on Second Amendment. AmoLand.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. President Biden is expressing his condolences for the victims of last month's mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine. Accompanied by the First Lady, he paid a visit to a memorial near the restaurant where that shooting happened.
This tragedy opens a painful wound all across the country. Too many Americans have lost loved ones or survived the trauma of gun violence.
Biden met with first responders, health care providers, and some of the families affected. Eric Trump providing testimony once more in his father's civil fraud trial in New York. The son of the former president currently addressing inquiries related to financial records of the Trump Organization. And Americans are preparing for the end of daylight saving time this weekend. Sunday clocks in most states across the U.S. will be set back 1 hour. While not everyone is pleased with the change, efforts to eliminate the time change through legislation have stalled in Congress. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Gene Weingarten about the new Speaker of the House, Speaker Mike Johnson, and making a few comparisons here, there, and everywhere. And I had to slow you down again. Pick it back up, if you would, please, sir.
Yeah, well, I think that we can finish up here.
Yeah.
And that is that we don't know how good Speaker Johnson will be. So far, he's doing the right things and saying the right things. And I think his tactic here of separating Israeli aid from other aid packages and basically saying, yeah, we'll approve this, but you have to take the money from that 70,000 new IRS agents that we oppose in the budget of the IRS, and you can use that. I think that's a brilliant tactic. The House, probably the most important power that the House of Representatives has, is the power of the purse. And that purse, the power of the purse, was essentially negated by Barack Obama during his first term and then cemented in his second term because there was a crisis. And as usual, the leftists used the crisis to do things they otherwise could never do.
Right.
And what they did was create this mechanism of a continuing resolution. And it destroyed all the power of the House committees and the House generally, and therefore it turned funding over to a tiny number, probably three or four, power brokers in the House and Senate and in the White House. And now the House, by doing these, and the Senate too, by doing these continuing resolutions and approving them, but mostly the House, because the House has the power to purse, no longer has power over the deep state bureaucracies. They don't have power over the CIA. They don't have power over the FBI. They don't have power over Department of Education or Department of Energy or the ETA. And they don't have power over these things because they can't cut their budgets easily, because everything is tied up in these continuing resolutions, which almost entirely just say, we continue funding, plus some. Back when we had an actual budget process, the committees in the House that covered various topics would look at them, and if the bureaucracy did something they didn't like, they could say, hey, chairman, or whoever's in charge of that bureaucracy, come on over here and talk to us. We want to find out what's going on about this. And they could threaten him with cutting his budgets, like they did with the Center for Disease Control when it started putting out anti-Second Amendment propaganda. They cut their budget, and they behaved for a long time after that. But now, with continuing resolutions, they don't have that power anymore. And what Speaker Johnson is doing, and I think he will accomplish it, he's trying to get back to regular budgetary process so that the House, once again, will have at least the power of the purse over these bureaucratic entities. And that's a very powerful thing, and it really needs to be done. And that was one of the big things the Great Eight, as Mark Levine calls them, in the House, were attempting to do. Stop this insane practice of continuing resolutions, which undercuts the entire constitutional project, and get back to budgetary, regular budgetary processes. And I think, I hope, and I have it so far, we have good evidence to believe that Speaker Mike Johnson is the person to accomplish it.
We're going to see.
We will see. And, you know, he's in tremendous pressures on him. That's why I said he's passed the first test.
Yeah, I get
pressures on him are enormous.
But, I mean, how does this kind of pressure manifest itself?
Well, you have all of the media, the old media anyway, telling you, you're a dunce, you're an idiot. Something has to be done. Do it now. Do it now. Do it right away. Everybody understands that the Second Amendment and guns in this country are causing all these mass murders. Why do you have blood of children on your hands? You know, and they push. And back when the old dominant media had a essential monopoly on the flow of information in the nation, that was super powerful because they basically controlled whether people got elected or primaried or not. They didn't have absolute control, but they had very strong control. Now, people like you, like Dan Bongino, we can list the late, great Rush Limbaugh among them, and on the internet, places like Ameland or Free Republic, other places where conservatives, and now Twitter even has conservative voices on it. Well, let's say X, formerly Twitter. And there's enough alternative media that a Speaker of the House, who is a conservative and a constitutionalist, can get his message out and not be constantly seen in the media that he is a buffoon and a charlatan and should be replaced immediately because he's not doing what we tell him to, essentially.
Right.
So that's where I think we have a difference and a chance to save the republic, which is in great danger at the moment. All this presumes that we manage to save the country in a period when a compromised Biden administration appears to be pushing us harder and harder toward war with everybody all the time, all over the world.
Yeah, that's the thing about the Biden administration. The resident, he's out there, and he's constantly doing that, it seems like.
Well, it seems like he wants to piss off. Oh, excuse me.
Don't worry about that. Go.
Yeah, all the people who have been our allies and all the people who are enemies, he's constantly placating. There's one exception, I'd say, Russia. But on the other hand, who benefits most from the war with Ukraine? I would postulate it's China. And I think China has paid the Biden family far more money than Russia ever did.
Well, China's just waiting. China is waiting and watching. They're trying to see. I've been talking with the guy from Epoch Times. He's a specialist in that named Nan Su. And his position is they are waiting to see if we get sucked into the Middle East. Then if we get sucked into the Middle East, they go and try to annex Taiwan.
Yeah, that's the way I pretty much see it, too. I think they've been, first off, I expect they considered a different thing happening than what has happened with Ukraine.
Right.
And they probably thought Russia was just going to waltz in and take over. When that didn't happen, that gave them pause right there. Well, hold on. Russia's right there. They got plenty of military. What the heck happened? So, there we are. And yes, we are in very dangerous times, and it's just the way the world is right now. Fortunately, we have the Constitution as a blueprint on how to get back to sanity. Remove a lot of the power from the federal government. Allow the states to do their jobs and enforce the Constitution.
Well, that would be nice.
That's where we need to get back.
That would be nice if they do that. But we're coming up on the last break. So this article about Speaker Mike Johnson, this is at amelan.com, along with 2,300 plus other ones that Dean has written. And it's a waiting, this archive of things historically, if you look at all the things that are in it, still just as pertinent today as it was on the day it was written. And you must be getting close to 2,400 now, right?
About halfway there.
Yeah, so. Soon it'll be 2,400 articles. Then it'll be 2,500. And it's already close. He is the biggest writer on the biggest website of its kind on the planet. This, according to publisher Freddie Wheel. This is not me saying it. Not Dean. This is Freddie. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Last time on the firing line, this is Lock and Load, and talking with Dean Weingarten from AmmoLand.com, and let's talk about the subjective judgments are not permissible basis for denying Second Amendment rights. This is one of these things where a judge tries to get out there and become the all master being. Tell me about this. Tell me where this comes from. What is this?
Well, this is from a New York case. And what happened is that most of listeners probably know that the Supreme Court issued an opinion in June 22nd of 2022, called the Bruin opinion, where they held that you could not use, or rather there couldn't be subjective decisions on whether or not a person could obtain a permit to carry a handgun in the state of New York. This had been contested for a long time, and there had been a previous, I think it's New York State Rifle and Pistol Association case against New York, in which they held that people could not be restrained from exercising their Second Amendment right just at the whim of some bureaucrat or law enforcement officer that said, well, I don't think you should be able to do this. Well, we had the Bruin decision, and it said, no, you can't do that. It has to be objective criteria, and let these people have permits. So they did get permits. But the person in this case had applied for a rifle, he applied for a permit to be able to possess a rifles or shotguns in his home. I think it was in 2018. And that was denied him because they said, well, you're not a suitable person. So then in 2019, he applied for a permit to keep handguns in his home. And they denied that for the same thing. About 20 years ago or so, he had a string of traffic citations, and there were license suspensions, and there were a couple of arrests, which were then expunged. And it was a while back. Well, while this was in process, the court issued the Bruin decision and said, you can't use subjective criteria. You have to use objective criteria. You can't just total discretion. You can't give discretion, not total discretion, to a official to decide whether somebody can have a permit or not. So he amended his court documents to reflect the new reality of the Bruin decision and said, well, previously he'd said that this should not apply to me basically because I've been a good guy and you should be able to give me a permit. But now he changed it and said he's not going for what's called an as-applied challenge, which would mean it basically as it applies to him, but rather a facial challenge, which is a direct challenge to the constitutionality of the statutes. And this went before this judge in New York City, because this is a New York City statutes that they're talking about, or ordinances or regulations. And the regulation said that a permit can be denied to you if you're not of, quote, good moral character or for adequate reason. Well, both of those are subjective. Good moral character might mean quite a different thing to you or me or some other person. And what we might think as a minor offense, other people might think as a major offense. So the court said, and there were some challenges that he had in the law about the law that existed back when he first made the challenge, and then there were changes in the law. So the only two challenges that the judge upheld for current law were the two I just mentioned, the good moral character and then the good cause provisions. And the judge basically went with the Bruin decision and said, look, the court ruled you can't just arbitrarily decide. These are very vague provisions. The law has to be clear and objective so anybody can understand what is legal and what is not. So in a preliminary injunction, he struck down those provisions in the law. The judge was appointed by Donald Trump, by the way, and said, you can't do that. And then there was another contested provision, which was about sentencing and the punishments that could be meted out. And he said, that provision is not about whether you can bear arms or not. It's about punishment, so we're not going to consider that. And that's pretty much what he did. The state of New York is already appealing his decision to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. New York is in the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, and they have historically been rather hostile to the Second Amendment. They've been almost, I would say maybe not quite, but almost as hostile to the Second Amendment as the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in California. So we will see what will happen, because I think the judge wrote an excellent, well-reasoned, clear opinion explaining why you cannot use these subjective criteria in deciding whether a person is able to exercise his Second Amendment rights or not. And that's one of the big things that Bruin clearly went after. And the judge says there's no historical record at the time that the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, was ratified in 1791 that anybody in the colonies used this type of criteria to determine whether a person could own firearms or not. And there hasn't been anything later, and the ones that did happen later are too late to count. If they're after 1900, they're too late.
Right.
And that's where this decision is. But, of course, we don't know what the Second Circuit will do with the decision. Because it's appealed to them. I expect a 3-judge panel, and we'll see what they do.
Right. That'll be interesting to watch. That'll be interesting to watch. Just simply because the Ninth Circuit is very slow. I mean, not right now, but I mean, Trump basically reconstituted it, didn't he?
He was able to appoint almost a third of judges on the Ninth Circuit.
Yeah.
That's a big difference. And we have the case where, I think it was on the magazine ban, that it went to an en banc panel, and now we know it was illegitimately, it should never have gone to an en banc panel. They violated their own rules to do it there on the Ninth Circuit. And then that en banc panel, when it came back after going all the way up to the Supreme Court saying, no, you did it wrong. You didn't use the right criteria. The Second Amendment needs to be interpreted this way. Send it back and do it again. And now, after they got, first they sent the decision all the way back to Judge Benitez, which wasn't necessary. And then it came back, and it was going to go to a three-judge panel. But instead, the en banc panel said, no, we're going to snatch it up right away, the same illegitimate en banc panel, I should say. And by doing that, they prevented any of the new judges that Trump appointed from having a say, because it was the same en banc panel that heard it before.
Right.
And they said, well, we have it. It's ours. We're not going to let anybody else look at it. So they were the Ninth Circuit has been illegitimately, tremendously hostile
right.
to the Second Amendment.
And we're going to have to leave that right there because we've run out of time. This article is at amelan.com. Go check it out. Go read it. You've got the opening to it, so you know that it's going to be it's one of Dean's, so it's going to be a good one to go. As usual, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join me, sir.
It is always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Back again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.